Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So listeners, New Fest isn't the only festival taking place in the coming days. This year marks the 60th anniversary of the creation of the Japanese performance dance art form known as Butoh. Here in New York, the Evangeline Theater and the New York Butoh Institute have been committed to this preservation, education, and performance of it since 2002. This year, the Theater for New York City, in association with New York Butoh Institute, present the New York Butoh Institute Festival 19. It started yesterday, October 17th, and it's going to run through the 27th. With us now to discuss curating this year's festival is Evangeline, a teacher, dancer, choreographer, and founder of the New York Butoh Institute. Evangeline, welcome to All of It.
I'm very happy to be speaking with you today.
So can you remind our listeners when and how Butoh was created?
Butoh was created in 1959 in Japan by Tatsumi Jigeta and Kazuo Ono. It was a reaction to Western contemporary culture and also the fact that Japanese traditions no longer spoke to a Japanese audience. So it was part of the counterculture movement in Japan. It was very provocative and at the time and still is today.
How did Butoh grow from performance art to a dance that's practiced internationally?
That's a very interesting question. At some point in the 1970s, the founder of Butoh invited and urged his students to basically go abroad. And so Butoh moved to France in 1978. And then from there, it spread internationally. And we're not exactly sure why, probably because there's a universal appeal to the art form. It resonated with people from around the world.
How did you first get involved?
Pardon me?
How did you first get involved and learn about Butoh?
I was a jazz dancer, and one of my choreographers basically wanted to infuse Butoh in one of the dances that we were learning in 1998. And so we went to Brooklyn Academy of Music and we saw Sankaijuku. Sankaijuku is the most famous, renowned Butoh group today. They travel all over the world. They're sort of the ambassador of Butoh. And it was sort of a love at first sight for me to see them, yeah.
Who are some of the featured artists at this year's festival?
Yes, we have artists from all over the world, from Norway, Japan, Germany, Italy, Colombia, Latin America, from France, myself, and also from the United States. So we're very excited to share with New Yorkers how artists today are interpreting and engaging with the art form. And in particular, we are sharing the work of only women artists at the festival.
Why?
Butoh traditionally has been a male-dominated art form, and so we felt very strongly at the New York Butoh Institute that as we're transitioning into the 21st century, we want to embrace more diversity from within the art form and so give a chance for women who traditionally have been sort of marginalized within a very marginal art form, a chance to be visible, to be seen, to be taken seriously, to we want to give a voice to women. I think it's a very important contemporary issue all around the world, so we're part of that conversation.
In addition to the performances, what kind of Butoh workshops and masterclasses are being offered?
We had a 1 4-day masterclass, that 4-day workshop that already took place like last weekend. But Saturday and Sunday, we have one workshop with Eri Chian, who's from Osaka, Japan. And on Sunday, one workshop from Tove Elena Nikolaisen, who is from Norway. She's half Chilean, half Norwegian. So we have two masterclasses left. And we also have a free lecture on October 27th. Discussing the recreation of a very historic costume that is part of the festival. That's a very exciting lecture artist talk that we're offering with Todd Thomas, who's a New York-based designer. He's made costume for Debbie Harry, Cindy Sherman, Jennifer Lopez. He's a wonderful, very renowned designer, and he remade one of the historic costumes from Butoh's history. So we will be discussing the recreation, showing the costume to audiences in New York.
The New York Butoh Festival 19 is going on right now. Vangeline, thank you so much and have a wonderful festival.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.